Well, first, the sheer number of avalanches. As you mentioned, there were about 1,000 slides reported to the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, or CAIC, in just 2 weeks. And the scale of those avalanches was also unique. Avalanches are measured on a 5-level scale for how destructive they are. It's called the D scale. And Aspen Journalism's Catherine Lutz reported that last March was the first time in Colorado history that avalanches were classified as D5, which is the most destructive. 3 avalanches statewide were categorized as D5, including 2 in Aspen. The Conundrum slide was one of those. It had a crown that was estimated to be 2 miles wide, and the avalanche ran 3,000 feet downhill, crossed Conundrum Creek, and then continued 300 feet up the other side of the stream. So it was just massive. The other local avalanche that was classified as a D5 was on Garrett Peak, which is up East Snowmass Creek, easily visible from Snowmass Ski Area.
Why were those avalanches so destructive?
Catherine talked with several snow scientists about this, including Ethan Green, who is the director of the CAIC, and he broke down the cycle into 3 phases. So first, there was a lot of early season snow that formed a weak base layer, and that was followed by pretty consistent snow throughout the winter. That meant that those weak layers didn't slough off as they might have if there were dry spells or major storms. And then finally, in March, there was this series of really wet storms that were born on atmospheric rivers, which are narrow streams of concentrated water vapor in the sky. And that just dumped a ton of really wet snow, this strong snowpack on top of an unstable base that couldn't withstand the weight of the new wet snow. And really large avalanches broke all across the state. So now scientists are identifying some elements like warmer temperatures, wetter air and snow, and more intense storms that are consistent with a warming climate.
So does this mean that with a warmer climate, we'll see more avalanche cycles like last year's?
Well, that's not clear. In her reporting, Catherine found that in the U.S., there hasn't actually been much scientific study of the link between climate change and avalanche activity, but there are some pieces of the puzzle that have been studied. Chris Wilbur is an engineer and an alpine natural hazards expert, and he's documented that winter storms are getting warmer, and the 2019 cycle might be consistent with what he describes as climatic trends of warmer and wetter air masses colliding with our mountains. He also surveyed more than 200 experienced avalanche practitioners across North America, and respondents predicted more wet avalanches and more avalanches at higher elevations. But they also, in general, predict that the stability of the snowpack will increase with wetter, denser snow. And that's typically good news for backcountry skiers. But Wilbur says climate change just adds another wild card into an area that's already full of variability.
So far, what are we seeing this winter?
It's interesting. We haven't seen the same scale of avalanche activity as last year, but Ethan Green with the CAIC told Catherine that there are similarities to 2019. There's a weak base layer from early season storms and a pretty strong, consistent snowpack from smaller storms throughout the winter. And there was an atmospheric river event in February that led to what Green said were 50-year avalanches.
Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.